98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Well, good morning to Sally in Harmanstown, who says that her little win is that her daughter got her cast off her broken arm.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
I haven't actually broken a bone, luckily.
Yeah.
But I know you broke your foot before, Brendan.
I did, dancing to Meatloaf.
Does the cast get very itchy?
The cast, I don't remember being itchy, but when I took it off, like, my leg was like a twig compared to the other one. It just shrunk. It shriveled up so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the muscle, I'd say, you weren't using.
I'd say so, yeah.
I'm so glad, so congratulations, Sally, now to your daughter. Your daughter has hers off. Yeah, I'd say it's a huge relief. And Kevin and Baldoyle, this is a brilliant little win. He says that his colleague just bought him a jambon.
Oh, that is... Sorry, that's the dream.
Do you know what's better than an actual jambon? A surprise jambon.
A surprise jambon. Love that for you. Paula is in Swords.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is... it's Tuesday and I'm off work Friday, so it's only a 3-day working week.
Wow.
Go on, Paula.
Unreal.
You have that sussed. Here's Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I slept for over 9 hours for each of 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. And I also learned a new skill, how to make a St. Bridget's Day cross. Isn't that just amazing?
Go on, Anne. Sorry, 3 9-hour sleeps in a row.
I'd say you're feeling very refreshed.
That's incredible. Cara is in Lucan.
My little win is the Tooth Fairy came last night and I got loads of jellies.
Yay!
Go on, Cara. More jellies, more teeth gone. And Rachel's in Lusk.
My little win is my daughter Emmy is 12 today. So happy birthday, Emmy. Have a great day.
Happy birthday,
Emmy. Happy birthday to you.
And thank you for listening to 98FM. Rachel, Cara, Anne and Paula, thanks so much for sharing your little wins. We're going to send you all a 98FM water bottle. And we'll do it all again at the same time tomorrow. If you've got a little win you'd like to share with us, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note. 0877 989898.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, wasn't the Biddy Banker just fantastic?
It was. Fair play to you, Bridget.
We're all still getting used to it.
I know, and it's been a few years.
What, a third or fourth year,
yeah,
maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Since St. Bridget's Day was officially declared as a bank holiday.
Did they initially give us, they were like, it's a one-off.
Yes.
Because we all had a terrible time.
It was to thank all the other frontline workers after the pandemic.
That was
I think that was the healthcare workers especially.
But sure, once you give it to us, you can't take it away again.
Oh, you could not
you
take it away.
Possibly. So it's brilliant. It's so good that it rolls around so soon in the new year every year.
Yeah, totally. St. Bridget's Day celebrating Bridget and all her power. But Brendan, I want to ask you, do you now think it's spring?
Ah, look at this good question. Yeah, I'm saying yeah, because I'm choosing to believe that it is spring.
I love how this debate rolls around every single year. So in schools, obviously, you know, people are told that St. Bridget's Day marks the start of spring, but then Met Aaron think that March is the start of spring.
Right.
So that's where the confusion comes. Now, obviously, if you looked at the weather forecast today, you wouldn't feel like it was spring. But I suppose we know now that in terms of we're between now and the spring equinox, it's the light.
Yes.
So I read somewhere yesterday, a meme popped up on my page that it won't... The sun won't set before 5 p.m. until November now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that lovely to hear?
That's so good to hear.
So I think we're both going to romanticise the fact that, yes, it is spring. The daffodils are starting to come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer winter.
No, it's not. And I would also choose to believe, in this instance, Bridget over Met Aaron.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. I'm going to go, if Bridget says it's spring... It's spring.
I hear what you're saying. Something else that happened over the weekend, the Grammys.
Yes.
Did you have a look at any of the highlights?
I saw some bits and pieces. I saw that Cher had a bit of an issue with her auto cue, resulting in this very funny moment.
And the Grammy goes to... Oh! They told me it was going to be on the prompter. Oh, the Grammy goes to Luther Vandross.
What? You know why the confusion happens?
What?
Kendrick Lamar has a song called Luther.
Right.
I think that was inspired by Luther Vandross. And then
is R.I.P. by the way.
Yeah, no longer with us. So I think that the chair in the moment got confused. But she also said it was supposed to be on an auto cue for her or else on a page.
Yeah.
And I don't know if someone just
I think
didn't
she had to
it.
Open the envelope, but she was looking at the auto cue. Yeah. But Luther, she was like Luther Grandtross. I'm like, God love her.
It was a bit of an Adele Dazeem moment, wasn't it?
It was.
But Kendrick Lamar, he was the big winner tonight. He won 4 awards.
Fair play to him.
Including Best Rap Album. I loved seeing Olivia Dean win.
It was really emotional.
Yeah, Best New Artist. I mean, that's such an incredible award. Lola Young, you know, Messy.
Yes.
Yeah, she won an award as well.
Did she?
Billie Eilish. I couldn't stop laughing about this. You know the song Birds?
Yeah.
Birds of a Feather.
Yeah.
That won Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Yeah, I was like, is that 5 years old?
That's what I would have thought.
And Bad Bunny as well. Yes. The first Spanish album to win Album of the Year. And standout outfits for me now.
Oh yeah, go on.
Chapel Roan.
Yeah,
in the Mugler dress.
How did that work?
That dress is from like 1998 and she re-wore it with the nipple rings attached to the material. Now, you wouldn't want someone standing on the back of that.
You really wouldn't.
So that was a real standout look. I kind of went, wow. When I saw that.
I just wondered how comfortable it might be.
And then Justin Bieber performing in his jocks.
In his boxers, yeah. I know.
I actually haven't watched the performance. I just saw a photo of it, but apparently it was very kind of raw and stripped back and emotional.
Very good.
So good for JB.
And did you hear it? Actually, Chapel Row might want this. In the goodie bags, everyone got nipple covers.
Did they?
They got nipple covers and a $500 shower head.
Oh.
I don't know.
And apparently, Brendan, a bra.
Yeah, so everyone of all genders got a bra in their goodie bag.
Well, you'd need the nipple covers and the ice after wearing that Mugler dress.
You would, especially as you say, if someone stood on your dress.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Incredible prizes.
Incredible glamour.
And incredible AI presenters.
98 FM.
Well, welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. So many prizes up for grabs now. We've been playing this edition of the game for quite a while. All you need to do is come on air, say the same three words as myself or Brendan, and you'll be winning all of these.
Prizes and surprises on Matchy Matchy.
Win a motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson Airwrap.
A 200 euro grocery voucher.
A soup maker.
A pair of traitor's cloaks.
A massage gun.
A morning with alpacas.
Ooh. And with Valentine's approaching, win a romantic meal for two at a top Dublin restaurant.
Oh, my amour.
Ooh la la is right.
Yes.
Gorgeous. That is an incredible haul of prizes. We are dying to give them away. And fingers crossed, Mary, who's in Ballyfermot, is about to do just that. Mary, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm very well. Morning. How are you guys?
Hello, Mary. How was the long weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. It was nice to be off.
Yeah, lovely to be off. Mary, who have you got with you this morning?
We have Zoe with us today.
And what age is Zoe?
Zoe is 9.
Hello, Zoe.
Zoe, good morning. Mary, we believe you're off to do something nice in the next few weeks with Zoe.
Yeah, we're off to Centre Park now next month.
Oh, go on.
That's so fab.
Everyone says it's absolutely brilliant. Have you gone before?
No, I've not gone before, so it's a first for both of us.
Ah, lovely.
Excellent stuff. Apparently the spa is lovely as well, Mary, now for yourself.
Oh, I'd love to get there now.
Just slip
Hope
off.
I get a babysitter and then I'll sort that out.
We'll get that sorted. Mary, have you had a think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Yeah, we've spoken about this, so we want to go with Rebecca, if that's okay.
Of course, that is okay. Rebecca, you are off to the soundproof booths. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy with Mary in Ballyfermot this morning. Okay, Mary, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is spring.
I want to say summer, so he's saying spring roll.
Which are we going with?
Roll.
We're going spring roll. Delicious. Okay, your next word in Matchy Matchy is voice.
Over.
Voice over. And your third word is tram.
Line.
Tram, line. Okay, after spring, we're saying roll. After voice, we're saying over. And after tram, you're going line. Mary, are we locking those in?
Asher, go on.
Go on. Locking them in and getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that trip to the soundproof booth?
Very nice. There was a French fancy in there.
Oh, delicious.
Matches my jumper.
Matches your top. Very tasty. Okay, Your first word this morning to Matchy Matchy with Mary and Ballyfermot is spring.
Spring. I'm going to say springtime.
Your second word is voice.
Voice? Voice note? I do like to send them.
And your third word is tram.
Tram. Tram. Tram stop.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Mary and Zoe in Ballyfermot this morning? Not this morning, guys. Not any this morning. After spring, Mary and Zoe went with spring roll. Mary wanted to say spring summer, and Zoe was like, no, spring roll. They went with voiceover.
Oh, la la.
And tram line.
Very good. Tram line was brilliant, actually.
Very, very good. Voice note, so impressive. I would have said voice box. I don't know why.
Well, sure you voice do. Note. Having one and using it.
Yeah, voice note was brilliant. Mary and Zoe, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy.
No,
we're
going
to send you a 98FM goodie bag and have a ball at Centre Parks.
Thank you very
Spring
much.
Spring roll was excellent.
Spring roll
guys.
Was so good. It really made me giggle. Thank you so much. We're going to do it all again tomorrow morning. And if you have a taste for those prizes and Matchy Matchy and you'd like to play, just WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98. And I just want a spring roll now.
Same.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, I don't know if you've seen this, but Ellie Goulding had a baby shower over the weekend.
No, I didn't see this.
It sounded very fun.
Go on.
An interesting theme.
Yeah.
So she's getting ready to welcome her second child, her first with her boyfriend, Beau, and she decided to celebrate in style. So Ellie rented out a place called the Union Club in Soho in London.
Fab.
Looks quite glamorous. She decked it out with lots of retro decor. There was a lot of pink.
Okay.
And palm trees. I don't know if it was kind of like a Palm Royale kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
She wore this lovely Versace pink dress, kind of like a tennis dress.
Sorry, this is beyond
glam. With sunglasses, yeah?
Yeah.
And she also hired a very famous boy band to belt out some of their biggest hits and at one point got up on stage with them.
No way!
Blue, we're at Ellie Goulding's baby shower.
Sorry, I'm going to a baby shower this weekend and I'm wondering now if there's going to be Versace
like
dresses
this?
And boy bands.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It turned into like the new weddings.
Yeah.
Blue were there. Ellie wore a Preggs sash as a nod to her love of bakery Greggs.
That's my favourite bit about this story.
And she then served everyone Ellie themed chips from McDonald's.
Love it. Go on, McDonald's.
That's something a bit different for a baby shower.
Very different. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the pink theme is because she's having a girl.
Oh, that's very clever.
I'm assuming
I didn't think of it like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Go Ellie anyway, and massive congratulations. Something else that happened over the weekend, obviously Beverly Callard, best known as Liz McDonald from Coronation Street, is living in Dublin at the moment.
I love this so much. The fact
so
that
I.
Beverly Callard's here, you know, she's been in Sandy Mount having a fry up or whatever, and the fact that Brad Pitt's apparently coming to live in Dublin.
Yes, yeah.
What a time.
I know, there's a lot going on. So Beverly Callard is joining the cast of Fair City.
Yes.
I think she's going to appear as her character for the first time like this week or next week.
It's definitely the start of February.
So over the weekend, Beverly got to go to sit in the audience of Dancing with the Stars.
Gas.
And she's putting up all her little videos of like, you know, I'm off out now to do this, and she'll show off her outfit.
Yeah.
But the one she put up on Sunday evening before she went to Dancing with the Stars just got a lot of people talking.
Right.
They were sort of like high-waisted, like, pleather pants.
Yes.
But they sort of had like a bit of material that came up that looked like it may have been some sort of a G-string or something.
Oh, I know that
came
look
higher.
That you can see the top
you
of the underwear.
You can see it higher than the trousers.
But it's part of the trousers.
It got a lot
go
of...
Go on, Beverly.
Go, Beverly. But it did get a lot of people talking, and she posted this update the morning after the night before.
Just got back from Dancing with the Stars, and as you can see, I've thrown my pyjamas on. I believe my trousers have caused lots of love and lots of hate.
Oh.
I have to tell you, my mum-in-law really disapproves of them.
Oh, really?
But I like to be age inappropriate.
Age inappropriate is our Bev.
That's a really good name for her memoir.
We're dying to have her on the show. We think we're going to have a chat with her in the next few weeks, hopefully.
We're manifesting
and
it.
And we want to talk about being age inappropriate.
Oh, I'm going to take a leaf out of Bev's book.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Brendan, coming up, you're going to be chatting about some funny names for bin trucks.
I am. I always love those really silly stories. First, though, yesterday was Groundhog Day. Yeah, so on the 2nd of February every year, a groundhog named Phil, who lives near Punxsutawney in Pennsylvania, predicts if we're going to get some good weather or not.
Go on, Phil.
Yeah, so if Punxsutawney Phil sees his own shadow,
yeah,
it is said that winter will last for 6 more weeks.
Right.
However, if it is decided that he hasn't seen his own shadow, we're in for an early spring.
Oh!
He saw his own shadow yesterday.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Now, right. Phil does tend to, if you look into the figures, crunch the numbers, he does tend to predict a longer winter far more often than he would an early spring.
I understand.
The image I have in my head of him catching his own shadow is, do you remember the dramatic hamster from YouTube back in the day?
I do. I loved that video so much. There's a couple of YouTube videos that were the OGs.
Yeah.
That and Kelly, the song Shoes.
Oh, Shoes.
Let's get some Shoes.
Yeah, Shoes. So yeah, he saw his own shadow yesterday, got the fright of his life, which means apparently we're in for 6 more weeks of winter. Mm. So this whole thing, it goes back to the year 1886.
Gosh.
It's something to do with yield and farming traditions.
Yeah.
I Googled this morning to see, I was like, how long does a groundhog, you know, the life expectancy of a groundhog?
Oh, you know you're wondering if it's the same Phil all this time.
Well, they say, yes, there's only been one Phil since 1886.
Drop the skincare routine,
Phil. One Phil. It is claimed that this one groundhog has lived to make weather predictions since 1886. Now, Phil.
Gosh, talk about Groundhog Day. And the whole life.
I thought that, you know, we might replace fungi, but we didn't. We had the cop on to go, do you know what?
I still think they could.
Find fungi.
Yeah.
He's back.
I hope they do.
That's the news we all need. Up next this morning, a French physicist has been forced to apologise after sharing a really impressive photo taken by the world's most powerful telescope.
Oh.
Etienne Klein posted the image of a dramatic red star up in space, except it was actually a close-up of a slice of chorizo.
I'm sorry, there was someone eating a sandwich and it dropped into
So
talk about cross-contamination.
The physicist has admitted that it was a joke.
Oh no.
Meant to highlight how easily people trust images online.
Well, can I just talk for a moment, Kate?
Please do.
I've been caught out by this. Is Brad Pitt already in Dublin? Because I saw a few pictures over the weekend of him doing a few different bits and pieces with some people I know, some people I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, apparently he was here, there, and yonder. But
I've been hanging out with Brad Pitt.
Now I think that it's
AI. A slice of chorizo.
No, I think it's the AI.
You can't
have to
trust anything.
Everything.
And this is what Etna wanted us to do.
I see.
So said a new world was revealed day after day with the initial post, and then apologised for fooling people and said, according to contemporary cosmology, no object belonging to Spanish charcuterie exists anywhere but on Earth. Delicious. Finally this morning, a council in England has unveiled the names for its new bin trucks.
I love hearing these. They're always very puntastic, aren't they?
Yeah. South Tyneside invited locals to help name the 16 new lorries. So the new trucks, which cost over €2 million, arrived just the other week. So more than 200 names were suggested. There were only 16 winners, and here are some of my favourites.
I love hearing this.
Obi-Wan Binobi.
Yeah.
Donald Dump.
That's good.
Binny McBinface.
Yeah.
The Bin Reaper.
Yeah, that does work.
I don't know what
come
this
to collect
one means.
You.
War Hinny Binnies. That doesn't translate for me. It must be something local to them.
Yeah.
Rubbishaurus Rex.
Very good.
Been there, done that.
Obsessed.
Dust Bin Hoffman. I like this one. Waste Away. Bindiana Jones.
Bindiana Jones, wow.
And Benjamin.
Thank you, Bindin.
That is Bindin's bin.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.